From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Matthew Douglas Simpson. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Dropping them sticks in the dog day heat. Cynthiana's best rolled up in my sleeve. Two behind a quid, too hot to eat. Have another beer in the highboard seat. It's been 3 weeks since we topped them spikes. Pinched off the suckers and sharpened our knives. Cutting down the dusk till these hands are brown. 10 cents a stalk to lay that burley down. We break our backs for the ones that we love. We work too hard, live too fast. Burn through the summer like a shot from a glass. 13 months a year, that's where I'm found. In that tobacco town. In that tobacco town. Hang it in the barn till the shag's all cured. 4 tiers high. Strip off the stalks, reds, tips, and flies. This old haggard cassette still works just fine. And we break our backs for the ones that we love. And we work too hard, live too fast. Burn through the summer like a shot from a glass. 13 months a year, that's where I'm from. Yeah, we work too hard, live too fast. Burn through the summer like a shot from a glass. 13 months a year, that's where I'm from. In that tobacco town.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
And good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 582nd live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with the Matthew Douglas Simpson Band. Maddie has been on the Red Barn stage before, appearing as a solo artist. Tonight, he is here with several guests. Please welcome the Matthew Douglas Simpson Band to the Red Barn stage. Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with the Matthew Douglas Simpson Band.
Maddie, it's great to have you back again.
Glad to be back.
And nice to see your friends back too. Both of you were here before.
Yes.
And Maddie, love the new guitar.
Hey, thanks. Me too.
Yeah, I was just out there with your friend out in the audience and remarking on how it's just it's got a great sound when you punch it, and it sounds great to strum. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's the perfect guitar for me, man.
Yeah.
It really has been. There's a lot of songs in this guitar that I'm looking forward to writing.
Tell people what guitar you're playing and how you got it.
Well, this is a 1968 Gibson J50. I wasn't necessarily looking for a new guitar or new old guitar, but I have a neighbor who sets up all my guitars, and so he knows what I like. And he said, man, I got a guitar it's yours. It can't belong to anybody else. You have to come play it. So I came and played it, and that was the worst thing I could have done because that meant I had to buy it. Needless to say, here we are playing a show with this guitar, so clearly I bought it.
Warren up there in the balcony could probably tell us who are some of the other famous, other than you, who are some of the other famous people who've played J50s. Do you know?
Well, one of my personal favorites right now is a guy named Slade Cleaves.
Oh, I love Slade.
He's got
Cleaves.
A great J50, and I always was jealous of it, and now maybe one day he can be jealous of this one.
Slade Cleaves?
Yeah, man.
He writes songs sort of straight ahead like you do.
Yeah, I think we view the world similarly.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, right, and he's got tons of sort of religious imagery in his tunes. I love that that tune of his called Sinner's Prayer.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's just an unbelievable tune.
Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm packing my bags and headed for the coast. Oh, I've done my time in them old coal mines, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my car one last time. Well, I saved up my nickels and all my dimes, and this whistle for me is the end of the line. Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? Your sound is so sweet when you've been shoveling coal. Well, I'm breathing this coal dust one last time, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my car one last time. Well, I saved up my nickels and all my dimes. This whistle for me is the end of the line. Mr. Shannon Fuller.
So when I was 9 years old, I got picked up from school, and it was by my niece's babysitter, and I thought that was weird. She picked us up at school, and we went over to her house, and not too long after that, we ended up back at my sister's house, and my mom and my sister sat me down to tell me that my dad had passed away. That was probably one of the worst days I can ever recall. not too long after my mom passed away, I wanted to write a song about my dad, and I wanted to write a song about my mom. The hardest part about writing a song for a parent that died when you're really young is it's been 20 years, and you're trying to think of all the little things that you can remember about that person, and they have to be perfect because you're going to put them in a song, and it's going to find some way to tell a story of that person's life. So I spent a lot of time on this, and it's a song about my dad, and it's all the little things that I can remember. Maybe a smell or just who my dad was, these little things that just always branded in my mind.
My daddy was a simple man, a pack of Camels and a pocket t-shirt. Unless he's trying to quit, then it's Wrigley's instead. I grew up just watching him work. How he treated people, man, he saw their worth. You never paid up front, no, a handshake would be just fine. Gasoline in his veins, English leather on his skin, left on tan, the mechanic's grip. Pontiac muscle and Cadillac class. Worked too hard, drove too fast. He always had time to sing bass in the Good News Quartet. Gasoline in his veins, English leather on his skin, left on tan, the mechanic's grip. Passed back in 94, oil on his hands and a worn out heart. To me, he'd always be the king of Haviland Lane. Gasoline in his veins, English leather on his skin, left on tan, the mechanic's grip. Gasoline in his veins, English leather on his skin, left on tan, the mechanic's grill.
Yeah, as you were saying, you know, at 9 years old, my dad passed away this past year, but, you know, I'm an adult, and he died for me as an adult. How did you gather information and whatnot?
Luckily, I have my sister, who is 19 and a half years older than me. She also lives in the house right next to where my dad's shop was. It was easy for me to kind of go there and get back in that frame of mind some, and just kind of be there and smell the shop and remember some of the things that he did while I'd be outside playing or whatever. I was always a very observational person, even as a small child. And I think that's the reason why I love to write so much. I always love details, and I want to get them right. And this is just the avenue for me to do that, to talk about them so that no one forgets how important those little details were about anything. I think that's one of the things with the way the world is right now. We take for granted a lot of the small things, and a lot of those things are disappearing, and I don't want to see that entirely go away. So,
Did you learn from your sister then some things about your dad that you could share with us, that things that didn't make it into the song?
Funny that you mentioned that. This is risque, and my mom would be so mad that I said this to anyone. But we figured out that I was, you know, like, I wasn't planned, obviously. Like, my sister's 19 and a half years older than me, but neither was my sister. Mom always played that off. You know, we grew up in a conservative Christian church family where that was a little no-no. You didn't talk about those things. As Kim and I started to think about it a little bit, I said, what year were you were born this year, right? And she was like, no, I was born this year. And I was like, well, Mom always told me this, and Dad always told me this. And she was like, no, I was born this year. And I was like, wait. And it blew my stinking mind, man. I kind of learned that maybe my parents weren't as conservative, and they were real people. They weren't just, you know, I always viewed my dad as, you know, like he was a church elder, and he was all these, you know, great things to people. And when you're 9 years old and you don't get to experience the rest of your life with your dad, sometimes you don't realize that he was a real dude that was trying to get through life too. And that's important. His story is just as important, and I didn't know some of those things.
Chances are I'm living way too fast. Chances are I live to regret my past. If you don't take a chance, don't risk it all. It ain't no kind of life at all. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are I'll drown it all on a bar stool. Chances are I'll find some grace in a church pew. My mama always said you're bound to fall. It's how you get up, son, that makes you strong. Chances are. Chances are, chances are, chances are, chances are, I make mistakes and act a fool. Chances are.
My whole family is musical. My dad, though, was probably one of the biggest influences simply because he was in a Southern gospel quartet. So as early on as I could roll a cable or set up a mic stand, that pretty much, he was like, hey, go put that on the stand, or hey, roll, you know, take this cable to the car. So I was always around it and always around harmonies. And so I got a lot of that from him. But all my family plays music. My uncle's a fantastic guitar player. I'm a mediocre guitar player. He's a fantastic guitar player. But from sitting down and just being around those guys, you can't help but want to pick it up. Hmm. And then for me, as somebody who wants to write things down, it seemed like the greatest way to meld those two things together.
Cool. We're with Maddie Simpson this evening, and Maddie is not alone, as you can tell by the different sounds other than his Gibson guitar. Shannon Fuller's playing bass, and Richie Welch is on percussion. Maddie, can you tell us a little bit about how you happened to hook up with these two good musicians?
Well, Richie, we went to high school together, and we had friends in the same circles, but we never really hung out. But we kind of—he knew who I was. I knew who he was.
In Cynthiana.
In Cynthiana.
Okay, yeah.
At Harrison County High School. I work at Leesburg Christian Church, and I do all the music there. He came in one day, and our senior minister was like, "Hey, this guy plays the drums." And the next week, he was playing drums, and then next thing you know, we hit it off, and we had a lot of in common because we had some of the similar friends. We love music, and now he's playing with me on Sunday and on the road. So.
And how about, are we going to just ignore Shannon? Or?
Yeah, you can ignore Shannon.
You can.
Learn that.
Nice bass over there, Shannon.
I met Shannon at church. When I started working there, he was already on the worship team playing bass some. And we like a lot of the same kind of music. And we had a lot of common interests. And he kind of saw some videos of me playing. And, and he was like, "If you ever need a bass player." And I was like, "Well, I always need a bass player." And then I found out that he was actually really good.
Yeah, he is really good.
And it worked out great for me. Like I said, I'm a mediocre guitar player. The best thing for a mediocre guitar player is to get a killer bass player.
Blanking me with roses, cover me in love, let me down easy, Lord, when I've had enough. Set free my soul when I'm old and full of days, and in my robe of white I will fly away. Lay me down easy, Lord, lay me down easy.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Matthew Douglas Simpson, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Matthew Douglas Simpson after this break. We'll be right back.